This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take the energy news from coal to oil. Now, OPEC meets tomorrow. It is, as most of the cartel's gatherings are, one that's going to have people watching pretty closely to see whether there's going to be a production cut as promised, and so, in theory, drive prices higher. The actual watching of that meeting, though, is what we're going to talk about. The OPEC chatter, rumor, and innuendo that usually happens, as you're about to hear, in a stairwell in the OPEC building in Vienna, Austria. Marketplace's Scott Tong takes us there, kinda.
We're not actually in Vienna, but we got three oil market geeks into our office stairwell in D.C. to opine on the OPEC building stairwell and why it matters.
Leslie Hayward, Vice President at Securing America's Future Energy.
Bob McNally, President and Founder of Rapidan Energy Group.
Jamie Webster, a fellow at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy.
Hayward, a journalist, explains that at OPEC meetings, the reporters and analysts normally gather in a holding pen of sorts, a stairwell outside the big meeting, and they hold for hours.
In the stairwell, you are joined by about 200 of your competitors, and you're waiting to get the best position possible.
Think Black Friday, waiting for Walmart to open.
There's a velvet rope type thing, and everybody lines up behind it and prepares
for the OPEC stampede, into the conference room to interview the powerful oil barons. Now, to analyst Bob McNally, the period in the stairwell just before this is critical.
Think of the stairwell moment as the peak moment of anticipation. These journalists have been chasing down the ministers when they arrived at the Vienna airport. They've been going to the preliminary meetings. By the time we're in the stairwell, you're at that moment of peak frenzy.
Frenzy, because oil and oil prices matter. Prices too high have triggered recessions, even wars. Too low, and petrostates have collapsed. Prices have swung wildly this past decade, meaning more drama and more bodies in the OPEC stairwell. Analyst Jamie Webster says there, everyone is on their phones as they wait. Some are tweeting rumors, and others are peeking at their neighbors' phones.
I've heard of people peeking at screens. Obviously, I'm sure none of us have ever done that.
But peekers beware. Delegations have been known to peddle false rumors to analysts, say that OPEC is going to cut production.
You might tell Bob and I, oh, a cut's definitely going to happen. We say it, then people start to believe, oh, this is actually going to happen. And then other delegations might be like, well, we got to get on board with this.
2 years ago in Vienna, Leslie Hayward had the perfect spot in the stairwell.
I was in the pole position next to the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times.
When suddenly the sprint began and a Cinderella moment. Hayward lost her shoe.
I remember it coming off my foot, and I remember thinking, I'm not going back for that, and just kept going, and I did get my spot. I live-tweeted the entire commentary from the minister. At the end, I looked down, and I only had one shoe on.
Later, they returned her slipper, actually her flat, and it was all documented on the stairwell's Twitter account. That's right, at OPEC Stairwell spins bad oil market puns, even a poem that begins, "Two stairwells diverged." But to be serious, tomorrow's intrigue at OPEC will be intense. The group may raise prices by cutting supply, but there are two wild cards outside OPEC. One is President Trump pressuring Saudi Arabia. Bob McNally.
The Saudis very concerned about their core relationship with the United States for obvious reasons, not the least of which have to do with the Khashoggi affair. And the president's made it very clear he wants oil prices to go low.
So what will the Saudis do? What will the Russians do? They're not in OPEC, but have lately joined forces with the group to give it even more market power. The Russians will join the so-called OPEC Plus meetings on the second day. The pros in our stairwell, they may already know what'll happen, though they don't divulge their sources, because what happens in the OPEC stairwell, you know. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.